check, 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 check.
Check, 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 check.
Oh, check, 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 check.
Eat my checkity check, check.
Eat your checkity check, check, check. Huh. That's the way we're going to start the show today, right there, with eat my checkity check, check, check. It's wrinkled cheese.
Wrinkled cheese.
It's wrinkled cheese.
Wrinkled cheese.
It's really kind of neat. Listen, wrinkled cheese. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're here.
We're here.
You made it back from Texas.
I did.
Hot, didn't melt.
Hot ass Texas. It was really hot. I don't know how people choose to live there. I understand when people are transferred there, if they work for the oil business and their company sends them to live there and they get a paycheck for it. But those who just decide, I want to stay here in this hot ass city where roaches are the size of small cats.
Are they?
Oh, they got giant roaches.
But, you know, some people probably haven't ever left there, so they don't understand.
No, and they love it. People love Texas. And this is mm-hmm. not a slam against Texas, because I lived there, grew up there, went to high school there. People have Texas pride. You know that? That whole
it's
don't
kind of
mess
inspiring
with Texas. It is.
When you, like, yeah. Like, I wonder how many Texans have Texas tattooed on themselves.
Somewhere.
I do not know anyone from Missouri that has Missouri tattoos.
Missouri
on.
Doesn't have that kind of pride,
no.
does it?
No.
Huh?
No. But growing up in Missouri, I didn't realize until I moved out here at the age of 23 or 24, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, I didn't realize that the whole rest of the world wasn't exactly like Missouri.
Really?
Weather-wise.
Your
like,
eyes have been open to the world.
I didn't notice the humidity. Mm-hmm.
Until I think that happens
left,
to a lot of
and
people.
And then I came back.
That they grow
and I
up
was
there
like,
and they don't
oh
really
God,
understand what the rest of the world is like. And I think
we
that
didn't travel, so I had no idea.
You didn't even go to another, like, over the state line and stuff?
Not until I was 16, and that was with a youth group, and we went down to Texas. We went down to Houston.
And then you got Texas pride.
I was so excited because I was a big Dallas Cowboy fan at the time, and I was like, oh, I'm going to meet Troy Aikman. I did not meet Troy Aikman.
You really? Did you seriously
yes.
think you were going to meet?
Yes.
Did,
are I you didn't realize how big the world was.
Texas is big.
Yeah.
You're not one of those people that like, oh, you're in Texas? Do you know Bob? One of those? Yeah, I get
no,
people all the time.
No, no. But I do remember at that age, I was like, oh, you're from Texas? Do you love Troy Aikman? What? You don't like Troy Aikman? I don't understand.
People, some people just don't understand or like football.
Yeah.
Now, when you do at your regular day job, at your HR, whatever
recruiting
thing.
I'm a recruiter, baby.
I know, but it's in the HR department, right.
right?
Yeah. Do people, when they talk to you, do you ever get that, oh, you're from Missouri? Do you know such and such? Does that conversation ever come like, they try to relate to you somehow, some way? Like, hey, maybe you know.
It won't be like that. When they find out I'm calling from Colorado, because, mm-hmm. you know, I'm calling all over the country. Hey, you applied for this job in Texas. I need to talk to you about this job. And then they realize what number I'm calling from. They ask where I'm calling from, and I'm like, Colorado. And they're like, oh, is it snowing? I'm like, no, it's June.
Do they just assume it snows all the time?
Yes.
I think people always think it snows here.
Right.
Like, everybody sees the football game, mm-hmm. Monday Night Football, and they see the giant snowstorm, and they're like, I couldn't live there with all that snow. Well, it only snowed a little bit during the game.
And I feel bad that we're generalizing that people think this, but there are actual people that do, not the whole
I'm world. Glad they think that way, because they don't rush this place. They don't know how great it is, and they don't come
no,
here.
No, no, our
they don't know
mosquitoes
that
the size of a
legal,
toy,
huh?
They don't need to know how awesome it is.
Mosquitoes the size of small of, dogs
yeah,
carry you away and drop you off in the snow.
In Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But you know, there's a lot of Wyoming pride, too, which I don't quite get that.
I don't, really? I don't know of any Wyoming pride. Help me out here.
My friends, dear God.
I've got mail, apparently. Wow, I should, let me turn that off. Apparently, I have mail.
Wow. I have some friends that are in a band, and they're from Wyoming.
They are?
Chauncey and them.
Uh-huh.
Chancey, whatever.
What's the name of the band so people?
Chancey Williams and the Younger Brothers. Mm-hmm. They freaking rock. Anyway, they love Wyoming.
They do. See, I don't know about Wyoming pride. I haven't seen any signs to say,
I,
Wyoming, we're the best, bitches. You know, there's nothing like that. There's no none of that, don't mess with Wyoming, you know.
Right. That's true.
I think you usually think of it as Wyoming.
Wyoming. Yeah. I didn't realize until I moved here that I was going to be living so close to Wyoming.
Didn't that excite you?
No, it was just weird. I was like, because when I first moved here, I lived in Thornton. And that's like an hour from Wyoming.
That is not an hour from Wyoming.
It's like an hour and a half, too.
More like two.
Okay.
But when you're excited about it, I guess it just seems like an
Cheyenne
hour.
Cheyenne Frontier Days, man. The daddy of them all.
It's coming up.
It is.
Is it the daddy of them all or the granddaddy of them all?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's something of them all.
Yes. It's so, awesomeness.
I'm going to go this year and see Dwight Yoakam.
I'm such a loser.
Dwight has got a great album right now.
I'm the one that got you the tickets.
I'm very happy
from my
about
friend
that.
Beverly.
I know.
And I booked my trip to Missouri. I'm an idiot.
You booked it the day of Dwight Yoakam. You couldn't wait a day after to go. Did you not even remember there was a Dwight, or you just kind of went,
No, I was planning around my birthday and our trip to
Fort
Worth.
Why don't you look at your calendar before you do these things?
Because I don't do these
things
very often.
Now I sound like you're talking to me.
Yeah, I know. I know. Like, what have you missed this year? New Year's Eve. Valentine's Day.
Well, you're a woman. You're a great. You're great.
And our three-year
anniversary. You're great at calendar stuff and highlighting things and organizing
right.
stuff. Women are really good at that. What is that about? How come women have such good organization?
I was listening to KFI the other day, and that I guess there was a helicopter pilot, a very famous one in LA that like chased OJ and stuff like that. He's come out and he is having a sex change.
Oh.
Yeah. And so they had him on the show, and he was explaining it how women think with one part of the brain and men think with the other. And I've never actually heard that. Like, I've always known that we think differently, but it's actual brain stuff. And he's on medicine to try and, like...
make it the other half of his brain work?
Yes.
Huh. Well, isn't it odd, then, that we have different parts of the brain, that we're not exactly the same? What happened to that whole, we're the same... equality. We're exactly the same.
Yeah. That
was what they were pushing for a long time. We're exactly the same. There's no difference. We all should have the same exact jobs. We're all the same.
Yeah.
And don't you think it's odd, and I'm probably going to get hate mail on this, but don't you think it's odd that if you're going to apply for a job, because this goes back to the day we were reading about Obama was doing the whole distraction thing of equal pay for equal women, equal whatever for 2013.
Right.
Remember, what was that story?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Time to bring women's pay or whatever, whatever.
And when I heard him talking about it, he sounded like a freaking idiot.
Because of, like, there's so many other things going on. But my point being, every time they do one of these, like in golf, if you've ever seen golf, women, they tee off from a different place than men do.
Oh.
And if in the firefighter, to qualify as a firefighter, my understanding is you have to do, you have to carry less than the guy does. Like a guy has to be able to carry this much for a distance. Women qualify.
Right.
It's all this stuff. Like if it's supposed to be the same, shouldn't it be the same?
Well, physically, we're not the same.
But that's whatever. That's what the
I
argument.
Work out, but I think you could probably lift more than me.
There's that sound again. Hold on.
Stop it. We found the culprit of that sound.
Yeah, we did. I'm an idiot. It was me. I laid my iPhone next to the little
electronics
computer board
do not
here.
Get along.
For some reason, the iPhone does that. Have you ever noticed, like, the iPhone next to stuff? Or you can hear it through a phone or the radio picks up a...
Yeah, because I had a BlackBerry, and I remember no issues there. But then when I got the iPhone and my Cisco phone at work, you can't... put them next to each other.
No, there's something. The iPhone gives off some kind of something.
That's why we're going to have brain cancer.
No, but does it make things grow? Maybe you should put it in your...
my boobies.
Kidding.
I know.
I'm kidding.
You know, I've been working out and like things are toning up and I was like, I would feel so much better if I had boobs.
Really?
Yes. Yes, because like my stomach feels like it's getting tighter, but then the proportions don't look right. I don't know. My friend got a boob job last year.
How much did that cost?
I didn't know.
Is that a question I'm allowed to ask?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to, like, the...
I think
what?
That,
why do you even care? Why do you...
No, I think they're around $10,000, which is redonkulous.
That's crazy.
Yeah, just because I want bigger boobs.
Well, maybe you could get...
And then you have to buy more bras, and I have nice bras, and I'm...
Yeah, but you don't have to buy bigger bras.
Yeah, you do.
No, you just let them kind of...
Overflow. As long
See,
as the nipple's covered.
That's it. Isn't that the whole point of it? That's what makes a boob, apparently. Because you can show everything you want, except for
as long as you put
nipple.
Pasties.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that odd that that's what constitutes the boob? Like, it could be the size of a, you know, of a couch, but yet if you got a quarter covering the nipple, it's not a boob.
Right.
That's weird to me.
Do they pixelate men when they go topless on TV?
No, they just show
hairy
nipples.
I didn't know
nipples.
If they pixelated the nipple, because those nipples are gross.
They are?
Men nipples are, they got hair sticking out of them.
I have gross men nipples.
We need to tweezers
tonight. I will not.
We'll get that on some Instagram video.
Now, have you seen the ad for one of the new razors is doing a whole thing about men grooming and shaving and manscaping?
Because it's huge.
Is it really?
Yeah, you know that.
I just know some weird guys that do it. I didn't know it's becoming the trend.
It's
but now it's like an
that.
Actual ad that I saw with like.
It's along with the Metro men being feminine.
Are women tired of men? Like
in
men,
general?
Men? Yeah. Are they trying
no.
to push men
no.
to be like less manly?
No, look at Zac Brown. I know a lot of chicks that think he's hot.
Right.
And he just looks like a lumberjack.
But that's one guy. They're not pushing the whole like
Duck
every
Dynasty.
Guy should look like you.
Duck
huh?
Dynasty. Sigh.
Okay, that's true. I did put on my Twitter not long ago about thinking about growing the beard out, and everybody said
no.
No, they said yes, and thank God that looks coming back. And somebody even tweeted, "Thank Duck Dynasty for bringing the manly look back."
Do I get to vote on that?
Yeah.
I say no.
You didn't like my beard?
No. When we first started dating, like I was kind of adjusting, you know, you're new and adjusting to things, and then you had a fuller beard at that time.
Right.
And then when you like trimmed it and I compared pictures, I was like, "Ooh, I like it short."
Right. But I like your beard.
Shut up. Shush. I was listening to Dom and Jane this morning. Yep, I
that
was.
Being a that being listeners around the world, that being a Denver morning radio show.
And they had a someone write in, she had gone to the hair salon and the hair person and her decided to chop her hair off. She went home and her husband like stopped talking to her.
A woman caller or Jane did?
No, a woman emailed.
Okay.
You
and
know how they do their email.
Yeah. I brought that up before on the radio show when I was on the morning about
so, do you think that she was in the wrong?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. I brought that up several times. We had total shows about that because guys like
hair.
Hair.
And Jane was asking why.
And
what is it about hair? You know, we have the boobs. We have the other lady parts. What is it about the hair? And Dom and Jeremy, I'd never heard them answer. It is just, it's how it is. But
that's how it is. It's just part of the whole makeup. It's like guys, you know, like hair. That's the feminine thing.
Do you think it goes back to Barbie?
Could be go back to Barbie. I think it goes back to like the paleo days of like the guy caveman saw the woman with the wild big hair. You know, it's kind of the.
But the men had the wild big hair too then.
Right, but in you got remember perception is what's feminine, what's manly. If you have short hair, your brain goes, is that kind of manly? Is that blonde hair? That's kind of see what I'm.
When I had spiky hair, people just assumed I was a lesbian.
See?
Yep.
And so one time on the show, we were talking about should you have to ask?
Right, and that was kind of the thing.
And these women would call up, no, you shouldn't. It's my hair. You know, I have to do what I, basically, are they getting the same things? Why should I have to ask him what I want to do? He doesn't ask me what he.
Right.
Yeah, but that guys like that. Another thing we talked about, too, was when you meet somebody, like, that's what you're attracted to.
Right, why change it?
Why change that? That's the other thing. It's like, if I would have wanted somebody with, you know, a shaved military haircut, you might have gone for a woman like that.
Right.
And that's what people always are, you know, well, I didn't go for a fat guy. Well, then tell him you don't go for a fat guy.
When we started dating, you're like, I've never dated anyone with short hair.
I had never really dated anybody with short hair.
I've never. That was very Scooby-Doo-like. But you liked mine, right?
Yours was cute. It was really, yet it was very blonde and spiky.
I didn't spike it when I met you. It was too
you had
long.
The back was
oh,
poofy.
Yes.
Not spiky,
I poofed
but
it.
Poofed, I should say.
Yes. Now I'm growing it out, and it doesn't poof as much.
But it looks good.
Thanks.
Do you get compliments on it?
Everyone's like, oh, you're growing your hair out. That's what I
hear. That's all they notice.
Yeah.
Because you've gone from.
Yeah.
a manly haircut to a woman's haircut?
Oh, it was not manly when we met.
You're the one that said I thought you were a lesbian.
No, that was back when I had really short hair, when I was a lifeguard, and it was like an inch long. You know Marlena?
Mm-hmm.
That was my haircut. And I cut it myself.
Marlena?
We have a friend named Marlena that has short hair. What?
Sometimes you got to remember that people listening get it.
I know, but I described eventually.
A friend, Marlena, has short hair.
Yes. Like short hair. Like, who could she... Who has that hair anymore?
SEAL Team 6?
Who?
Is that the name of it?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The military. The guy Obama. Osama. God Obama. I'm sorry. Well, there's a slip for the tongue. what was isn't that the name of the raid? The SEALs?
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They had short hair.
Anyway,
do you have some regular stories you want to talk about on the...
Well, what's up with the stock market? You know, I
died today.
I signed up for all these news alerts like AP, NBC, Fox News, Yahoo. I'm sure there's another one. And I'm sick of the negative alerts. I only want positive alerts. Can I set...
No.
Are there settings?
No, it fell like massive today, like 300-400 points, something like that.
But, you know, the MasTec stock, that's the company I work for, they only fell like 1 point.
Really?
Yeah. They're doing really well. Like, it was $12 a share last year, and it's up to 31.
And how much money did that make us?
I invested.
Take it out now before it goes down.
No.
Take it out. Sell.
I don't understand stock market. That's why I need to talk to your guy.
I don't understand it either.
Yeah. I'm like, at my age, I'm 31, I should just be accumulating stuff.
I think most of America does not understand stock market, their 401ks, any of that stuff. I don't think they really do. I think they just put it in and hope for the best.
Hope that they have $1 million when they retire.
Look at it every once in a while and go, oh, I guess it's doing all right. Because I used to have people go, what is your portfolio? What's diversified? Because, you know, your 401k... They take it and they invest it for you.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't know. I have no idea what they've invested it in.
I am clueless. But I know that I need to do it.
I think people should invest in other things that they know is going to make money, like midget hookers. You know, just start being a pimp. Just start other things. Because other businesses, obviously, in Dow Jones are not making money.
Right.
So...
Dang.
Just come up. Who's got a small business that looks like it's doing well? Let's put into that.
I don't know of any right now. Do you?
Midget hookers.
Dear Lord. And you wonder why I worry about you when you're gone. What are you doing? Hanging out with midget hookers?
No, I don't even know where to find one. Maybe that's why we need to start a business. If anybody knows any midget hookers...
I don't
think
they like to be called midgets.
If anybody knows any... Little people, midgets.
You mean
wait,
little
that's
people?
Not right.
Oh, my Lord.
Any little hookers.
Yep.
Tiny hookers.
There's our jingle for when we advertise on radio.
This might be one of the weirdest wrinkled sheets we've ever
Why?
Done.
Why? Because we're like, Where are we going? Yikes.
Paul McCartney, 71 today. I think it's today. I saw it on Huffington Post.
And that...
71.
That guy died yesterday that was 51.
Oh, James Gandolfini.
Yeah. Sad.
There goes the Sopranos reunion movie.
Right.
Yeah, I read today his son found him.
Oh, they were on a family vacation, and his son's in eighth grade.
God, can you imagine?
Just graduated.
Can you imagine how weird and horrible that would be? Mm. That's a have to sit down and talk to a therapist kind of thing.
For the rest of your life. And he and his wife just had a baby this last year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's probably what killed
pray
him.
Pray for that family.
You can't have a baby that old. You can't. That's why God let young people have babies, because they still have the energy and could lose sleep and not eat well and all that stuff.
That.
And then one day you're 50 and you have a kid, you're like, oh, I can't do this. That's the sound of...
Is that what it sounded like?
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, so that's sad. And then you have Paul McCartney, who's going strong. Crazy. Cher just performed on The Voice season finale. She's in her 60s.
Is she?
She has a new single.
She does?
Yeah.
Was that what she was doing on The Voice? Was, here is my new single.
Yeah, and it sounded exactly like it always does.
Do you believe in life after love?
Yep. Team Blake won again.
I'm shocked.
Why are you saying it like that? Because I think, you know?
No, but I think people just go for Blake these days. I think there's something about just give it to Blake. Just give
guy.
It to Blake. Yeah.
And do you think more of the country music fans are the ones that watch those type of shows? I was wondering that today as I was thinking.
I think you're right. I think they're the ones that
watch The Bachelor.
That watch free TV.
Yes.
They watch free TV. And I thought that before, they're the same ones that listen to free radio.
And call in every contest.
Uh-huh. Yes. They're the same people.
Every single time.
Yep. I think that's...
My grandmother was that person.
See?
She didn't have cable.
Mm-mm.
Free TV.
Just the free stuff, and that's what I want to hear, and that's what, let's give it to them, and that's what...
But bunny ears don't work anymore, do they?
No.
Because everything's digital.
Right.
You have to have a box.
You have to have a... I remember a couple years ago when that said they were going to do the big change out, you have to have the box, and you've got by this mm-hmm. date. And then, I don't remember ever, like, seeing the official, da-da-da-da, today it stops. Did you ever...
Yes, I remember, because my dad didn't have cable, and I was like, Dad, you got to get this. You got to get it. He's like, oh, I got it.
And it didn't?
What?
He didn't have it?
He didn't have the box on the first day.
So he did stop on him?
Yes.
Because I didn't know anybody that actually would.
And now, outside of just the regular channels, he can get TNT and USA.
On the box?
Yeah.
That's pretty fancy.
I know.
Maybe he should get Roku and then get all kind of stuff.
I don't know. There's a lot of stuff on there I don't want my dad watching. My mother and my aunt just got...
Porn?
No. Oh. Dish Network. I'm like, do you even know how to operate the remote? My mom's like, no. I'm like, so you hope...
Same thing with my mom. I went
it's
to visit my
channel.
Visit my parents last week in down in Texas. My mom, every time, she'd hit mute. Like, just hit mute. And
what was she trying to do?
Well, she didn't know that she could pause. Like, she was thinking, well, I'll just mute this because we're trying to talk.
They've never done that. Really? I've been to your parents' house. All they do is talk through everything.
Well, they do that a lot, too.
Yeah.
But
don't try and watch a movie you've never watched down there. Because
never.
You'll be frustrated as heck.
Ever. Because something sparks something else.
Right.
Like, oh, remember that guy? He was on the Green Hornet. I used to have a green car. Remember in 1940, that first car we had, Nell, was a green Dodge. Do you remember? It's like, just, they go off on these cues. But anyway, Mom didn't know that they could
pause. That's hilarious.
And not only that.
That's adorable.
Oh, I walked out of the room. The Inspirational Channel, INSP, is one of their favorite channels.
Really?
Because everything is... happy and good and ends well.
Oh,
and
okay.
You know, it's all Waltons and Gunsmoke and
gotcha.
Dr. Quinn and that kind of.
Oh, I love Dr. Quinn.
So they were, I know you do. I think it's funny that we've watched Dr. Quinn. So anyway, they're doing this thing called Old Henry. And Old Henry, it's over now. It was a two-night, six-part, three-minute show. For whatever reason, it was.
Okay, go slower. It was what?
A two-night.
Two-night.
Six-part.
Six-part.
Three-minute episode show.
So that was an 18-minute show?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and they were doing it over, like, different shows over the night.
Okay.
Well, I walked out of the room and came back in, and my mom goes, oh, you missed one of the old Henrys. That's too bad. It was a really good one. It was, you know. And I was like, oh. So I picked up the remote and hit rewind. She goes, what? What?
I love your mom.
You can do
adorable.
That? I go, yes. Do you have never taken time to actually learn other than on and off?
And mute.
And mute.
Oh, my gosh.
But then again,
adorable.
You're the remote queen in this house. There's a lot of times.
You cannot operate the remote if the lights are out.
If it's out, I can't do it. If it's out, I can't. I don't
and
know.
And I had issues when we switched from Dish to DirecTV. Like, I was like, I must look. But now I've got it. I got it down.
Is it the layout you remember, or do you have a thumb position that makes it easier? Or
I remember where everything is, and once I get, it's like fast forward.
Because if it's in the dark, I'm like, stop.
And I'll be
like,
what'd
guide.
You do?
I didn't mean to hit guide. I meant
you'll change the channel, and I'm like, yeah, I can't.
I wanted
go back
info,
now.
Just the info.
Those crazy remotes.
Well, my mom wanted me to record a couple of movies because I showed, you know, you can do this.
Yeah.
You can record.
Oh. Yeah.
So I there was a couple like.
Did you teach her how to play them?
No, that just dawned on me when we were talking about the remotes. I may have to call them.
Okay.
And remind them they have movies recorded and how to actually get to those.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Because she wanted to see Water for Elephants.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
You haven't seen it?
No, is it good?
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I just hit record.
Right.
That's what you're talking. Thanks for keeping up.
No, but the way you said it, she wanted to see Water for Elephants. And I'm like, I want to too. And you're like, oh, you haven't seen it? Like, you had.
I thought you had, because that was one of the ones you were so excited. Oh, Reese Witherspoon. Oh.
Yeah. Movies are so expensive.
It's like you got a lady boner over, you know?
A lady boner.
Yeah.
That's sexy.
I know.
I want to jump your lady boner.
What is a lady boner?
I don't know.
Does that just mean you got hot?
Get a little
excited,
get a little excited
or something? Because I've seen that tweeted several times.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
I've never seen
you
that.
You haven't?
Who do you follow?
I don't know.
Pervy people.
Pervy people. But they'll say something about, you know, Ryan Gosling's new movie. He gives me a lady boner. You know, that kind of stuff.
Oh. You give me a lady boner, baby.
Oh, and that's the end of the show.
Wow.
I'm going to go help you figure out how to put on that laundry you had in the trash last week. Speaking of which.
Didn't we already talk about this?
We did. And that's what I'm about to tell you a story about that. So we're going to the beach, but I'm down there in Texas. We're riding to the beach. My brother says.
I'm mortified.
My brother said. Hey, do you have any of your podcast? We've been trying to figure out how to listen to your podcast.
Who was in the car?
Donna and my son.
Oh, God.
Donna, my brother's wife, Ed, my son. And Dylan.
Who's over the age of 18, so everyone can know it's okay.
So, yeah, you're talking about the lingerie and how I couldn't put it on, and it doesn't cover much unless you got pasties. And everybody's like, well. Y'all aren't afraid to talk about anything, are you? And my brother goes to Dylan, well, I guess you've learned something about his girlfriend, huh?
That's embarrassing. Why would you do that?
Because I forgot we talked about that. But they loved the podcast, by the way. They absolutely loved it.
And you taught him how to listen?
Yeah.
So let's not talk about lady boners
anymore. We've already talked about lady boners. I don't care. But
hi, Mike. Hi, Donna.
But they loved it, and they had turned it on to a couple of their friends. They had passed it around because they had listened before, but they couldn't figure out how to listen, like, you know how.
Every week.
Yeah, every week. If it's, you know, sometimes it comes up on Facebook, and you can click on it, and other times you can't. Isn't it weird how sometimes there's a player, and other times there's not? And
Facebook is weird.
So,
the timeline is never in order anymore. Like, I'll refresh, and it shows someone's status from
2 days ago.
Yeah,
I saw
days
that.
Ago.
It's like if somebody replies to it, it throws it up on the timeline or something. I don't understand.
It's annoying.
It. I'm confused.
Come on, Zuckerberg.
So I'm trying to explain to them how to use Stitcher, and they can find us on iTunes and download it and stuff like that. So, but they like it, and my brother was like, you guys ought to be a morning show.
Oh, dear.
That's what my brother goes. You ought to be. You guys should just be a morning. He goes, Janet has a really good radio voice.
Did you tell him I worked in radio?
Yeah, I told him. Yeah. You tried to do it and hated it. And
$12
I didn't say,
an hour.
Well, I shouldn't say that. I didn't say tried. I said you did, because try sounds bad, because you did do it.
I didn't fail. I quit, because you got to pay your dues, and I just couldn't afford to pay my dues. I had bills. I had to pay my bills.
Dues are expensive.
Yeah. Paying dues. And radio is scary. It's people get fired every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's just. It's scary. Like, I miss Howie in the morning. Sorry, BJ.
Aren't you going to say sorry, Jamie, too, or no?
Oh, she doesn't care.
So the other day, I went to my doctor, you know, because I had a checkup.
Right.
And the girl taking my blood has been doing it for years. And
yes, I go to the same place.
Yeah.
And I was in there, and she's like, are you Mudflap's girlfriend? And I was like, yes, this is weird. This is weird. I've seen you on Facebook.
Yeah. As soon as I sat down the other day, she goes, how's Janet?
Oh, weird.
I go, she's good. She's good. And then she's like, do you miss doing, listen, do you miss radio? No. Well, I sure miss hearing you on the radio. And I go, well, thank you. She goes, I can't stand it. I don't like it anymore. And so we started talking
about
who was doing what. And she asked me where Tracy Taylor was, our friend Tracy. And,
Tracy's got a new job.
Tracy has a new job. She's going to be doing part-time. Anybody who knows Tracy Taylor, who was at KYGO and Cool and
She's
Wolf.
She's freaking hilarious on Facebook.
She's going to be going part-times on Jammin' here in Denver. So yes. Google that bitch is Jammin'. But she was saying that she, and I don't mean this in a bad way, Jamie, if you're listening. She goes, I can't take Jamie's voice. It's like nails on a chalkboard to me.
I think Jamie is one of those such strong personalities. You either like her or you don't. I like her. I want to be that person.
I like it too because I like it's a, no
care,
filter.
Yeah.
And this doesn't care. This is what happened last night.
But I'm not that person. It's kind of like why I love Miranda because she's like, screw you. I'm gonna do what I want to do. But then I hear people. I can't handle Jamie. I miss Erica. Erica was so much smarter. Okay, I didn't really like
Erica. I don't care
like
about
Erica.
Smarter. Do they do a good show?
Right.
That's the whole thing to me. Do they do a good show? Are they funny? It doesn't matter that they just go, ha, 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 well, I read. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's not a good show to me.
No.
I want somebody that's going to blurt
awesome,
out
and
talk and about
not,
lady boners and, you know.
Right. And she does. And it's hilarious. And I listen to her. I switch between the two stations because those are really the only two stations in Denver that still talk in the morning. It's ridiculous. It's
well,
sad.
One of the guys that I follow on Facebook was talking about, he's another one of the guys that's out of the radio gig because of Play More Music, Less Talk.
Yes.
He had posted that some head of a radio corporation said, we need to start giving them personalities again. They can get music wherever they want it.
They can.
They can't. And he's like, well, I wish they'd have thought of this before I was out of work. And I wrote back, yeah, me too, because that's what I was telling them forever. You need personality because you can get your music off of Pandora.
And you can get a lot more music other places outside of the radio.
Except the free people want their free radio. them free people.
But those free people should know that there's other places to get their free stuff. YouTube, there's Pandora, there's iHeartRadio.
Well, how about this? Now that we're on this train of thought, free people they listen to the radio because it's free.
Right.
Okay, they want that music because it's free.
Right.
Because they can't afford the 99-cent download. So do you think that's part of it? That's who calls in and goes, I just played the song. Just play the song. I don't want to hear you talk. Because they can't afford to actually have music.
Right.
Do you see what I'm saying? Do you follow that train of thought? Of like, just play my music. Because you what? You don't have a CD? You don't own a CD? You don't enjoy?
Right.
Or you're not too dumb to actually follow a good conversation?
And those people should be excited because now you, instead of having to pay the $20 for a CD, you can pay 99 cents for the song you want to hear.
Just that one hit instead of being like buttered up and rammed by a whole CD that sucked.
But
like,
I love CDs.
But how often do you get a complete good CD?
And not very often. The last good CD I listened to was Jake Owen. And you probably don't agree with me, but it was pretty awesome.
Well, that's all right. I mean, I may not agree, but
I like Blake Shelton's
I
new
love
CD,
Jake, so it's possible. Right. I think a lot of you get a CD and you go, I liked three songs.
Right.
Three songs out of this whole thing I liked.
Miranda Lambert's working on a new album. I'm excited about that. Because I liked her album before last more than her most recent one. I was a little disappointed.
Oh, speaking of Miranda, my brother was telling me about, he was reading the new Neil Young autobiography, and Neil in his book was talking about how much he loved Pistol Annie's.
I
thought that was kind of cool.
That is cool. I love the Pistol Annie's. They were supposed to be performing in Grand Junction this weekend, Grand Junction, Colorado. Every year they have a big thing called Country Jam, but then they canceled all of their June dates.
Sex, drugs, and country music.
Yeah.
Did they have a falling out, you think? You think one of them might be like,
I don't know.
I'm better than you. I'm shining brighter.
No, because that would have been Miranda, right?
No, I don't know. What about Ashley?
Yeah, Ashley Monroe. She's pretty awesome. I don't know.
You haven't Googled anything? You haven't seen anything? You didn't Google Pistol Annie breakup? Or?
No, I'm going to do that now. I told my friend, because everybody, all my friends that are hardcore country music fans, go to this. And as soon as it happened, like, one of them texted me and was like, Pistol Annie's canceled Country Jam. It's just going to be Miranda. And I was like, well, at least you get the best part of them.
I thought the best part was Ashley Monroe.
And we...
I just like to cause trouble.
We can have a different opinion. But either way, you should check out Pistol Annie's because they are pretty awesome. If you like that older country sound.
Yeah. Hold on just a second. She's going to Google. I'm going to hit pause. And we're back. She Googled. She found the news on Pistol Annie. What's the latest?
So I saw two news stories. The first one said they canceled all their June dates, which is what I said.
Mm-hmm.
This, and then the most recent story, it came out June 10th. So
not that long ago.
Not that long ago. Said Pistol Annie's have abruptly canceled all of their concerts that were scheduled for June, leaving Miranda Lambert to fill in as a solo act. The trio released their second album, Annie Up, in May, and were expected to tour it to support it, mingling the dates between Lambert's solo appearances and Ashley Monroe's promotional efforts for her recent solo album, Like a Rose. Lambert performed solo at the Woodstock Festival on June 7th, where the group were scheduled, and will perform solo at Country Stampede. They call it Country Stampede.
Okay.
Yeah, it might be something else. According to Keeping It Country, the only explanation provided to the promoter of the Woodstock Festival was an email that read, "Due to unforeseen circumstances, Pistol Annie's are unable to appear on any dates in June, but Miranda Lambert will perform instead." The trio were expected to perform at last week's CMT Awards, but did not. Lambert and Monroe both attended the awards show and both appeared separately at events during the CMA Music Festival.
Oh, not good.
Angelina Presley was not photographed at either the CMT Awards or during the CMA Music Festival.
Oh, really not good.
According to a tweet from SiriusXM's The Highway, Monroe was confirmed that the trio are still friends and will continue to make music together. And their website has no explanation.
Now, don't you think that's a little iffy?
Mm-hmm. It's what happens when you throw three bitches together.
Someone's
going to get a little feisty.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, with this Angelina Presley being out, like maybe something's going on with like her marriage or her health. Or
well, let's hope for the best.
Yes. Lots of prayer. I don't know. He looks at me like I'm freaking weird when
lots
I say.
Lots of prayer.
Yeah.
Well, we can end on that.
Crap. Am I boring?
We'll end on a prayer.
Living on a prayer. Ooh, I want to go see Bon Jovi again.
Bon Jovi was a...
Everyone knows who Bon Jovi is.
I know, but Bon Jovi was a trivia question on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire the other day about what was his...
You were hanging out with your parents.
I was with my parents watching Who Wants to Be... But it was like, whose first professional job was singing some jingle or something like that? And the answer was Bon Jovi.
Hmm. Well,
he's another guy that's made quite the living off a few songs.
He's amazing in concert. Have you seen him in concert?
I have never seen him in concert.
I saw him, and I was not like... It was one of those things where, hey, I've got a free ticket to Bon Jovi box seats. You want to come? And I'm like, yes. Download the CD, Greatest Hits. I have no idea what
and
they
And then Lady Boner.
Yeah, like he puts on a great show. And how old is he? Like,
I think he's got to be 50, 51 maybe.
Yeah. And he like runs around the stage like he's freaking 25.
That's good vitamins.
Yes. And Richie Sambora.
But what about the song? We know the few. That's what the point be. He's okay. Had a few hits. And yes, he's put out a few other albums. But most people only know, like, Living
songs.
On a Prayer, Wanted. Yeah, like five or six songs.
That's all you need. Look at Garth Brooks. He has, like, how many songs? Like, 12?
Garth is, like, every song is a hit. It's like
George
Strait.
That's why he kind of backed away and retired.
No, like, he backed away and retired because he
wanted... last few years, like, his songs weren't as popular as previous.
Blasphemy.
I love Garth Brooks. I would love to see him perform. I missed a chance. But, yeah.
I think he's going to come back. I think he will... He's doing great in Vegas. I know he's added more shows and he's doing the win thing. But I think at some point he will do another one of those.
He's going to get bored?
Yeah. I'm going back out on tour because... Everybody would go to a Garth concert. You name me somebody that wouldn't go to more time, Garth.
He had three or four concerts in Kansas City that he sold out in like
immediately.
A minute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Our friend Greg, Flip. Yeah, he was going to Vegas and invited me to go see Garth I almost did, but thankfully I didn't because the next week I got laid off. So I would have been laid
Thank
off
God.
In debt.
That was Jesus looking out for you.
Yes. But I do kind of regret missing a Garth Brooks show. I contemplated it for a good hour. I was like, I really want to.
You could have sold something. You could have eBayed things. And
I don't own anything worth selling. What do I own?
I don't know. You could start a midget hooker company.
Oh, my gosh. Don't we have a... Random. don't we have a movie to talk about before we go?
Oh, we do. Yeah, before we go. It was called The Bling Ring.
Right.
The Bling Ring.
You're home for 2 days this week, and we decided to use one of them to go see a movie.
Right.
That neither one of us really wanted to see.
Well, I sort of did because
it
was...
I asked you if you were excited about this
movie,
and you said no.
I didn't say I was excited. I said I wanted to see it, only because
Sofia Coppola
directed it, wrote and directed it, and it was based on a true story of the
based on real events.
Mm-hmm. And I sent you that thing. Did you see that I sent you?
Yeah.
E-Entertainment.
So you talk about it, because...
Pretty Wild was the E-Entertainment show that they did, but the three girls and the mom was in Playboy, and it turns out they were part of this thief...
The daughters were.
The ring, yeah. They were part of this ring that were going around robbing Paris Hilton and Rachel Bilson and...
Orlando Bloom.
Lindsay Lohan. All the... like.
And this was like 2008, 2009, and I don't even remember hearing about it.
You don't really? Because it was all over TMZ. It was everywhere.
Maybe it was before I paid attention to stuff like that. I've gone through phases when it comes to entertainment news.
I read a story today that the girl that Emma Watson plays, she didn't think that Emma Watson did a good job
portraying her.
And I think after watching clips on the internet today, she did a great job portraying her empty little head. But I have to give...
Empty, little beautiful head.
Yeah. I did not totally enjoy the movie, but I didn't hate it. I thought it was interesting, but I didn't learn anything that I didn't already know from watching TMZ and all that stuff.
I felt a little bit more brain dead afterwards. I want to give it probably a half of a pillowcase out
really?
Of five. Really?
Yeah. But you kept saying, this is making me nervous. This is stressing me out.
Like, they're going to get caught. They're going to get caught. Oh, my gosh. They're
but didn't you
caught.
Like that part of the movie? Did you hate the movie?
In the middle of it, I was like, I should embrace this feeling. This is an emotion. It's making me feel an emotion.
Right.
But I didn't like that stressed out feeling. It's like expecting an email from someone, like, that they're going to fire you or something. I don't know.
But isn't that what movies are supposed to do, is kind of give you that emotion?
Right.
Or like a scary movie would make you like, oh, don't open the door, don't open the door.
Yes.
That's the same kind of like you were feeling in that movie.
But I'm bad at that stuff. Like, you see me, I crouch down and I'm like, oh my gosh, she's holding a gun. It's going to get fired. It's going to get fired. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And I just anticipate, I don't know. Okay, maybe I'll give it one pillowcase.
Okay. I will give it two. Because I didn't hate it, and I thought it was okay. And I thought the photography was great, and I thought the movie looked good.
Didn't it feel like we were watching a Lifetime movie?
Did it feel like that to you?
Because
it wasn't over the edge. It didn't have enough movie. I think that's sometimes about, too, that movies don't feel like they're big movies. They don't have something that makes them...
But I don't really like the big movies. I just want a movie that...
Well, I don't either, but just something
emotionally...
that takes it above the level of TV movie.
Yeah.
Just something that brings it above that.
And there were some scenes where they like dwelled on a shot for so long that you expected something to happen and then it didn't. And you're like...
Like the guy's face.
And that's
face.
Why I was
they
so
did the guy's
stressed.
Face
yeah.
a lot.
Or like the girl's face. The little... was she Asian?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can I say that?
Yeah,
is that politically
that. Yeah,
correct?
Yeah, that's politically correct.
Okay. The Asian girl, like there were a couple times, like especially when they broke into Lindsay Lohan's, who like was her idol... She was just like, dee. And I'm like, okay, Lindsay's going to walk in. Lindsay's going to walk. Nope. What was that for?
Well, that was the point of it. But I think they were trying to show how empty they were. Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, where could us? We're in the house.
And it's they
like
were doing
like
drugs.
Dumbasses, like if you're going to rob it, do it and get out. Don't just stand there and look around.
And keep going back to the same house five or six times. Paris Hilton's, they were like hanging out there.
Mm-hmm. Really? They were like BFFs.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And then they were talking about it at party. Yeah, I think they were... The movie glorifies something bad.
I can see that. Because some of the reviews that I read today after I got online and started looking were, why? Why was this movie made? That was
right.
one of the... Like, why? What was the point
way.
Of the...
Why? If people followed the news, they already knew the story. There was nothing that was.
It didn't tell me anything.
Light,
it didn't
yeah.
say, like, this is why the girls did it.
Right.
This is what they.
And this is kind of what I was talking about last night on the way home. I was like, I want to know what motivated them to be so obsessed with doing this. Like, what started it all?
I think it's society's whole fascination
keeping
with.
Keeping up with the Joneses.
Yeah.
Or keeping up with the Hiltons,
I guess.
Right.
Of, like, now they could carry those purses. Remember how they were
right.
like, ooh, these are such and such shoes. Or these are like,
yeah.
you know, I think that was just part of it. That they took them into that TMZ lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Crazy. Anyway, so that's our review of The Bling Ring. But go see it for yourself and let us know what you think.
Yeah. I won't say we hated it because it was not.
We did not hate it, but I did.
We did not hate it. Okay. Well, thanks for tuning in to the show. We've gone a little longer than we normally do
I'm
today.
I'm sorry if I wasted your life.
No, you didn't waste anybody's life. People listen to this when they've got nothing to do.
Or when they are working out and they are being very productive.
That's true. Thanks for listening.
PinkBarb27@yahoo.com.
That's where you...
PinkBarb27 on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
And WrinkledCheats1 on Twitter.
Right, that's all. The find us and find me at Steve McGrew on Twitter. And
for all that hate mail you're going to send him.
Yeah, all the hate mail. I didn't like the way you talked about lady boners. And they're not midget hookers. They're
little people.
They're little health providers. All right, we got to go.
All right.
See ya.
Bye.
It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's really kind of neat listening to Wrinkled Sheets. Yeah.